In 2004, a judge added two enhancements to James King's prison sentence. One increased his sentence to 25 years to life in prison, and another added 5 more years to his jail term. King, who was released 3 months ago after spending 16 years in jail, remembers the way the sentence enhancements affected him.
The enhancements sent me to the edge of hopelessness. When I was first landed in a maximum security prison, the thought that I had was, I'm never going home. What does it matter what I do? I felt thrown away. I felt utterly expelled from society. My saving grace were men in their 30s and 40s. These were people who had been sentenced to life without the possibility of parole, largely as teenagers, who had decided to create a community that would mentor and reach out and invest in people like me. These enhancements are causing much more harm than they are good because they send the message that we don't think you can change.
San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin announced a new policy meant to stop people like King from having their sentences increased. Under the new policy, the DA's office will no longer charge people with sentence enhancements under California's three strikes policy, which allows prosecutors to ask for sentences of 25 years to life on a person's third criminal offense, no matter how minor. Upholding one of his campaign promises, Boudin also says his office will no longer charge people with gang enhancements.
Today, we announce a policy that presumes we will not charge status enhancements, three strikes, 5 year priors, or gang enhancements. We presume that the laws allowing us to hold people accountable for what they actually did in the case we are prosecuting are adequate. We don't need to punish people for who they are or what they were previously punished for. As with all policies, we can make exceptions in exceptional circumstances. But this policy, in essence, codifies what San Francisco has already been doing in practice and what we hope the rest of the state and country will follow.
Boudin says enhancements like the three strikes policy have drastically increased California's jail population. Over 100,000 people are incarcerated in California jails today. He also says ending the three strikes policy in San Francisco will help with racial justice. Nearly half of the people incarcerated in state prison under the policy are Black. Boudin also announced a second policy meant to tackle racial bias in policing. He says the DA's office should not charge people in cases where police obtained evidence in a pretextual stop. In a pretextual stop, a police officer pulls a driver over for a traffic violation and then searches them, often for drugs. The policy, which has been compared to stop and frisk on the streets, has been criticized for disproportionately affecting poor people and people of color.
We send a message that is loud and clear to the police department and to communities of color. We will no longer participate in, condone, tolerate, or amplify racist police tactics. In cases where a minor traffic stop or infraction, interaction with a pedestrian or bicyclist results in a consent-only search or a prolonged detention for purposes of a search without independent probable cause, and that search results in the seizure of contraband, our office will presume to decline those charges.
Boudin says the policy change is narrow. It won't apply to all pretextual stops, including those where police find evidence relating to murder cases or when drivers evade or assault the officers. San Francisco Supervisor Shimon Walton supports Boudin's plan, recalling his own personal experiences of being pulled over by the police because of his race.
We know that racial profiling is real. We know it anecdotally, we know it statistically. We know that implicit bias is real. As a teenager, I've been pulled over several times by officers. And we're not talking about during commission of crimes or commission of infraction. I can remember one time we were driving, made a legal U-turn. I wasn't driving at the time. We get pulled over by officers. Not only did they approach us and pull us over for no reason, they had to demean us. They had to make certain racial slurs at this point in time. And we didn't get fined. We didn't get a ticket. And they let us go after they made sure to insult us several times as young people of color.
Boudin has been in office for less than 3 months, but has already instituted several progressive policy changes, including eliminating the cash bail system. Reporting from San Francisco for KPFA, I'm Kate Ida.